This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Spikes Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply. Every year, there's a lot of social media chatter about those holiday cacti. Is it a Thanksgiving cactus, a Christmas cactus, an Easter flowering cactus? The main thing we can all agree on is how lovely they are, and it gets even better. Some of these plants have lived over 100 years. Can you imagine how many flowers they've shown off during that time? Although true cacti, these plants are native to rainforests. The need for high humidity, bright but filtered light, and soil kept relatively moist most of the year sets these plants apart from the majority of cacti and succulents. People often complain about the lack of flower blooms. It's important to understand how light, temperature, and overall plant health affects blooming. In comes the University of Minnesota Extension. Although I will note that they have identified one of the holiday cacti incorrectly on their website. Shh, don't tell anyone. We all make mistakes. Anyway, holiday cacti are called short day plants. To produce flower buds, they require shorter days, fewer hours of light, and cool night temperatures. As for watering, place plants in a sink to drain when watering. Excess water may result in dropping flower buds, wilting, and root rot. Allow the soil to dry out between waterings. Once flower buds have started to develop, holiday cacti don't like to be disturbed. Plants may drop buds due to drafts or sudden changes in temperature or humidity levels. I have all this and an identifier on those cacti on GardenBite.com. From pets to poultry, horses to turf, wildlife to livestock, you can be sure Spikes and Houle's Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply has it. Blending their own feeds, sourced locally, you know you're getting superior quality. 6 locations and shipping available. Go to SpikesFeed.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.